brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, prodoms and lifestyle kinksters, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, or Allah, or Buddha, or Brahma, or even the goddess, we don't know. But one thing we know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Welcome to DomCon and my class. Yes, indeed, it's the Met Gala of Fetish DomCon, the Comic-Con of Kink, and now that we're virtual, it's the TED Talks of BDSM. I also think it's kind of a group therapy for doms and lurkers out there. It's very interesting, you know, DomCon virtual. And yes, I'm very honored to be the DomCon Mistress of Ceremonies. So thank you so much, along with my other mistresses, Simone Justice and Wiley. And I am also a sex therapist in private practice. And I, of course, do a show. That's how most of you know me. And I'm going to take down my boss mask, which I love, and speak to you. Yes, a lot of you have been on the show, and I'm so honored by that. And Max is my, of course, executive producer. There he is. There he is. We've been doing shows and married since 1992. Shows a little longer, since 1991. Married 28 years, and yes, the wedding ring is the kinkiest form of bondage. Absolutely. And I've known Mistress Cyan, the alpha headmistress of DomCon, since 2004, which is when she first started DomCon. And here she is on the stage at Sanctuary, at one of the DomCons, being applauded by her worshipful minions and crew and team, and Max is filming right there. And yeah, I got my first adult consensual birthday spanking from Mistress Cyan. And I didn't show up to DomCon for a while, though, but Goddess Soma, who I adore, invited me in 2015, and here we are at the Mistress Tea. I think this is in 2016 or 17, and of course I'm teasing a tiny little cock cookie made by Mistress Matisse, I believe, and in my Mademoiselle Elo latex. And yeah, you know, so many great doms. Of course, Mia Dark, Mistress Mia Dark, Lady Remedy Ann, and Madame Rose here at the Mistress Tea, where I'm wearing the latex store. And here's my fellow MC, Simone Justice. Where there she is, and she's looking ravishing in red. And Goddess Phoenix, Madame Marguerite, and Mistress Cyan, and Mistress Porcelain, and all at the Mistress Tea. Gosh, so many wonderful, powerful, and caring and sharing doms at DomCon who remind me of another wonderful, powerful, sharing and caring friend of mine named Lana. And Lana's a tease too. She loves to tease, and she loves to be worshipped, and she loves to discipline, and she loves to even make the losers feel good that she's in charge. She's just like a lot of wonderful women who are here at DomCon, DomCon for real and DomCon virtual, but Lana is not a woman or even a human being. Lana is a bonobo. And Lana is my friend. I've known Lana since 1996. And yeah, let's meet the bonobos through the bonobo way. Yes, the bonobos are the make love not war chimpanzees. You might have heard about that, but I'm not sure that you've heard all the things that I want to tell you about bonobos that remind me so much of the ladies that are here at DomCon. And also a lady that I just want to bring up, Goddess Sadie Hawkins, a memory among us, but such a beautiful goddess holding the bonobo way there at, I think that's DomCon 2016. Gosh, we will always remember you, Goddess Sadie Hawkins, and was brutally murdered by actually someone who worshipped her. It just goes to show how valuable and how dangerous domination work is, all kinds of sex work is, and we need to support each other like bonobos and like Mistress Cyan encourages us to. So rest in peace and power, Goddess Sadie Hawkins, and thank you, Mistress Phoenix Steele, for commiserating with me about that at last year's Mistress Tea. So back to bonobos, although Goddess Sadie was always very bonobo. But let's just get the basics of what bonobos know that we don't know, and a few things about what we know about bonobos. So I'm going to use this little chart to talk about bonobos. This is a chart that was created as a graphic design based on a lecture I did at ASECT. Terry Laban created it. And yes, it's all about releasing your inner bonobo. And what are bonobos doing, you might ask, at DomCon? Well, there are a lot of animals at DomCon, first of all. As anybody who's encountered Madame Marguerite, the animal play monarch, I gave her that award. Actually, she's won it 4 years in a row at the Dr. Susie Awards. And she brings out all different inner animals and people at the pet show, and which is becoming more of an animal play show. Here it is where we're dedicating to Mistress Ellen. We love Mistress Ellen. And there's puppies and ponies and all kinds of wonderful pussies and a ferret named Trump. They're not all wonderful, these animals, but they are diversity, all different types of animals. And one thing about humans is we often forget that we are animals too. That's right, we're warm-blooded mammals. We are animals. And because we forget so often and get into our devices and our philosophies, we often benefit by releasing our inner animal. I think we benefit as individuals. I think we benefit in our relationships, whether they're vanilla or BDSM relationships, and I think society benefits as a whole, ecologically, ecosexually, when we release our inner animal. And of course, they can be all kinds of animals. I'm actually releasing my inner leopard. I'm also releasing my inner bonobo, although I'm more dressed like a leopard or a cheetah. And I release different animals, but I must admit, I have a boner for bonobos. Speaking of boners, I just want to say this is by one of DomCon's great sponsors. This is a Bad Dragon dog dick. I think it's okay. It doesn't really look dick-like, but Bad Dragon, great for fun by yourself or with a partner. And yeah, so bonobos are my favorites, but I think all animals teach us something. But bonobos maybe can teach us most. And maybe that's because, for one thing, bonobos are very close to us genetically. They are like over 98% similar to humans in terms of their DNA. Now, some people don't believe in science these days, and mostly I don't want to listen to you if you don't believe in science, but I understand in a way. And, you know, all I can say is look into a bonobo's eyes, you know. Just look into those eyes and you can see, like, a missing link. Not the missing link, but a missing link between humans and the rest of the animal world. I don't say kingdom, certainly not bonobos. They're more of a queendom, but we'll say world for now. Because bonobos put us in touch with our animal side, because we can see that they're so very close to us, you know? And by the way, one thing I always ask my class, but I don't know if I can ask questions here. What's the difference between apes and monkeys? Bonobos are apes, humans are apes, but monkeys have tails. That's right. We have a tail, but not with something long hanging out the back. Well, most of us don't. And some of us have something long hanging out the front. But bonobos don't have tails either. You know, they're made for sitting, just like us. And they, in fact, like sitting and looking at their computers, just like us. Oh, will the bonobos influence us before we influence them? I hope they do. So number two, bonobos have a lot of sex. In a Bonobo Sutra of positions, yes, let's look at the Bonobo Sutra here on the Terry Laban graphic drawing, Bonobo Sutra. Yes, and we of course see a female bonobo with a crown on, stepping, trampling, you could say, on another happy bonobo. There's a lot of domination in Bonoboville, and I'm talking about the real bonobos now, as well as human bonobos. But and there's trampling, for sure. They walk on top of each other, and I don't know if they're cracking each other's backs or doing it for kinky reasons, or probably a little bit of both, you know, because they'll often do it before or after sex. They have a lot of sex, both quantity and quality. Yeah, they got it covered. They do it in all different positions as well. You know, they do it a lot doggy style, but they love to do it face to face, just like kind of two tantric sex practitioners. Or you could say they look like two people in love, you know, with a lot of hair, you know, that's all. But they're very, very loving. And yet, they're very polyamorous. They're swingers. They swing through the trees as well as with each other. They get jealous, but not too jealous. They cuckold each other. Sometimes one is watching and looking a little grumpy, but then that one gets to join in later. So there's, you know, a lot of mixing and matching and caring and sharing among bonobos. These are two females having sex together. That's very common among bonobos, is for bonobos to be bisexual. In fact, I would say all bonobos are bisexual or pansexual. And in fact, the Latin name for bonobo is pan paniscus. So they are pansexual. And yes, these are two females, and probably one of their children, I guess, as kind of not looking at the camera, but definitely aware, or maybe just a younger bonobo, smaller, just waiting around. And by the way, we shouldn't do everything bonobos do, okay? We should be inspired, but bonobos are not a blueprint for human behavior. So even though this might be a younger bonobo there, don't say that is permission for you to have sex with young people around. Obviously not. It's illegal. It's unethical in human society. And we shouldn't imitate everything that bonobos do. But certainly the way that they rub, get back to that picture, the way they rub their giant bulbous pussies together like that is very exciting. I guess among human women, we call that tribadism. That's an old-fashioned term. Or scissoring, although they're not exactly scissoring. They're rubbing. They are built very much like us, certainly more like us than any other primates. But they do have these gigantic genitalia. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. You know, that we don't have pussies that are quite that big. Maybe some porn movies wish we did. But they rub them together and they have tremendous orgasms. Yes, indeed. They fall out of their trees sometimes with how much fun they have. And this builds female solidarity. Well, we know as kinksters whether we have full-on sex, which maybe we do, maybe we don't, but just participating in scenes together brings us closer together and helps us to understand how close we are. And it's the same with bonobos. They understand how close they are by having different forms of sex and BDSM, bonobo style. And that brings them closer together and helps them to establish female solidarity so that if the males get out of hand, which I'll get into in a minute, they can stick together. Another form of sex bonobos like that humans do, bonobo masturbation. Here's a female just touching herself, enjoying the day, and just looks like she's just laying back in the field, just like a lot of us might like to do, or in the bathtub or in the bed. We may not have a field we can do that in. But bonobos love to masturbate, as do a lot of animals. It's very common. But bonobos have hands like us. You know, as George Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, she would have made our arms shorter. I say the she. But yeah, bonobos' arms are even longer than ours, so they have no trouble going there and even going around the bend to the anus for a little anal fingering. They do that too. I saw them do it at the zoo. It was almost embarrassing for me, and I'm a sex therapist. Imagine all the families watching at the San Diego Zoo. But they do it. They love to do anal fingering, genital play of all kinds. And BDSM, restraint, slap and tickle. They don't use shackles. They just use their hands, and they have fun with it. A little spanking, you know, I call it spanking. The primatologists generally call it slapping. But when it's for fun, I say, hey, it's like spanking, especially if they're doing it on the butt. So all that hokey hokey brings about number three. Females rule Bonoboville. Yes, indeed. Here are a couple of females, human females, Rhiannon Ahrens of Dominatrixes Against Donald Trump, as well as an MFA and wonderful gal. And we have Shannon Sweet. And of course, they're doing a little banana play. Yes, I am the banana lady. And I love to take the foreskin off of the banana or just pull it down. I don't take it all the way off. And I'm not that much of a dom, but to take the foreskin off and get some banana flavor. I don't want to chew on it because I'll get teeth full of banana. Yes. Well, anyway, so the females rule Bonoboville by ruling over the bananas. And I mean that in more ways than one. They rule over the males, and they rule over the food. And food is money in Bonoboville. So it's kind of like sex work. I'll give you a banana if you eat at the Y. And so, you know, there's that's one way they have oral sex is sharing the food. Here's some bonobos engaging in some hot oral sex. Actually, Lana is the one who's receiving it, and that's a bonobo named Junior going down on Lana at the San Diego Zoo. And Lana is definitely enjoying herself. She definitely rewards Junior with some food afterwards. You know, sex work, what we call sex work, is very common in the animal kingdom, and it's called food for sex or meat for sex, food for sex, because for most non-human animals, food is the currency. And whether you eat it yourself, or you choose to share it with your friends or family, or you choose to exchange it for something else, sex work, food for sex, is very prevalent. So if anybody tells you that sex work is a peculiarly human perversion, you just point to those bonobos and the rest of the animals, because most non-human animals engage in this. The difference with bonobos is that most non-human animals, it's the male who pays for the sex. The female provides the sex, the male pays. Now, among bonobos, that sometimes happens, but very often the female pays because the female's got the cash. That is, the bananas. She's got the money. She can pay for the kind of sex she wants with the creature she wants, with the fellow bonobo, a male, female, or, hey, I think some of those bonobos are gender fluid, actually. A lot of exchange of food for sex, which is what I would call sex work in Bonoboville. And number four is male well-being. Bonobos, female bonobos rule, and MILFs rule Bonoboville. The younger ones, they got to say, but the strongest ones are the older ones, just like Dom Con in a way. And yet, it's not all about female power. I mean, the balance to female power is the males enjoy it. If the males don't enjoy it, the females are out of luck, let's face it, because the males have fangs, and the males are bigger and stronger, and they could, you know, take down the females if they wanted to. But you know what? They don't want to. They're happy. They have lower stress levels than their common chimp counterparts, or certainly than their human counterparts, because they're not all trying to rape the females and kill each other and struggle for pleasure, or that little bit of pain that is pleasure. You know, they love to have the females ruling. The females provide them with sex partners. They're kind of like madams, you know, like Madame Marguerite. And the females are very nurturing, like Goddess Phoenix was talking about how nurturing she is as a dom. And some doms are mean, and yeah, I gotta say, some female bonobos are mean. I've heard about them biting the balls of some bad bonobo boys, probably when a bonobo boy went after the girlfriend of a bonobo gal, or maybe her son, her little baby. If a bonobo boy is so bold as to do that and stupid, then he will get punished, but he won't get killed. And that brings us to number five, which is no killing. Bonobos don't kill each other. In the wild or captivity, we have not seen this so far. Not to say that our crazy Planet of the Apes won't twist them around, just like I hope that they enlighten us, we could corrupt them. But so far, somebody puts a gun in their hands and teaches them how to shoot it, they could. But let's just say they haven't. The bonobos haven't for hundreds of thousands of years killed each other. And they do fight, and they're not angels, they're animals like us. But they don't kill each other. And so even the males, who, of course, have higher levels of testosterone, maybe more violent tendencies, but when they get jealous or angry with each other, they fight it out a bit, and then they do something with their bananas called penis fencing, right? En garde, penis fencing, yes. Or they do butt rubbing, ball rubbing. They have gigantic big ball sacks, and they rub them together. And maybe they have an orgasm, or maybe they kind of get in the mood for having sex with the female, or maybe they just masturbate later, or masturbate each other, but they work it out somehow through sex. Now, I'm not saying we all have to have sex with, you know, our so-called enemies among humans, but acts of kindness, sharing, caring, and who knows, maybe a little sex. Certainly interracial, intercultural sex, I think, helps to bring us together. It helps. And I find that, you know, people that engage in BDSM consensually and with some BDSM education, like bonobos, they respect each other. And that does kind of fly in the face of the old way of thinking, which is the killer ape theory. And the killer ape theory is what supports the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, organized religion for the most part, the Trump-pansy regime, the whole patriarchy. It's not just Trump. And the whole incel mentality and the whole idea of a zero-sum game for sex, for the good things in life, competition, you know. And this killer ape theory was certainly prominent when I was studying anthropology at Yale. And it's one reason I didn't major in anthropology. I decided to major in theater, because, you know, I like the theater of the mind and the body. It was the only class in which I could get credit for kissing a classmate, so I liked it. So, but they taught the killer ape theory, and that we're all killer apes, and we're hopeless, and we're going to kill each other unless we put each other in prison or make war on each other to stop each other. So I kind of got very discouraged. And it basically said it's natural for the female to be submissive. And they were going by common chimps and baboons who aren't even apes, they're monkeys. So I found out, though, about bonobos, and I went, wait a second, bonobos aren't killers. They make peace through pleasure. And one of the keys to doing this is that the females are in charge. Females rule Bonoboville. MILFs rule Bonoboville. Femdoms rule Bonoboville. Femdoms are in charge. And the males are in charge of certain things, like protecting the perimeter from, you know, predators. And other things, maybe going after food that's difficult to get. You know, it's like the handyman. We always have to call a guy to reach up for something. I don't know. But certainly they're needed and wanted and adored and loved. And the females are the ones that migrate. The boys stay with their mamas. Yeah, talk about the mommy fetish. Yeah. The females go on to migrate, and then they hook up with other females. They suck up, literally. You know, the younger ones to the older ones, just like a dom con. And most important, just like a dom con, there's a lot of sharing. There's some competition, of course, that's in us. There's some jealousy, of course. But paramount is the love of the group and the sharing and the support and the solidarity and the ecosexuality, the integrating with our environment, the support of each other, the caring about each other. And that is something that Mistress Cyan fosters so effectively, and that makes DomCon so sustainable, and could make, I mean, the whole human race sustainable, which is questionable at this time, really. Are we sustainable? We aren't sure, and maybe not. So we should learn from the bonobos how to be sustainable. And we should, you know, as doms and as kinksters, help to teach the rest of humanity how we can incorporate those violent, competitive desires into kinky play, and yet also support each other, you know. And that's a beautiful thing. And it is really exemplified in the mistress photo, where all of the submissives, mostly male, but some female and some gender fluid, are bowing down to the powerful femdoms, who are pretty much female, I think, because they're all mistresses, even though DomCon does honor the male doms as well. So it's a beautiful moment. I always love to gather together with the doms and present our power, because every dom individually is very powerful. And the intimacy, the power of that intimacy when you're with one dom is, it's irreplaceable. And yet, there's a even more special power of everyone getting together. Bonobos defy the rule of the jungle. And it's important to convey this when you are dealing with someone who says, like a client perhaps, that, oh, you know, I'm a big CEO and I don't really think women can run companies, but I just like to worship a woman in my spare time as a hobby. And you just discipline that client, and you can say, you know, among bonobos, if the bonobo male gets out of line, yes, then the females discipline him. That's right. And then they might make him feel good with some sex or with some food. Bonobo females do tend to have the food, and that's why they are so powerful. One of the reasons. Sometimes a mask helps, you know, to get into the role, whether it's a bonobo mask or right now we're forced to often wear our masks.
That's why I love my boss mask. Just in case you forget who I am, you can read my mask, baby. Yeah.
So, you know, the masks help, the play helps, and the belief in female power and the goodness for the individual, the couple, the truple, and the group is important to understand that goodness and how natural it is. Let's talk a little bit about trust and lust, because so often in our human society, we can't combine them. You know, we have lust for someone new, who of course we don't trust because they're new. And then as we develop trust, we lose the lust because we feel like we know them too well, you know? And it's a constant human problem that I find amongst a lot of couples, especially vanilla couples, because, you know, Doms and other kinds of kinksters have this way of doing protocol. And the protocol helps you to get into the mood. It's a gateway to lust, actually. And the trust helps you to go farther, to push your limits more and more. And because you have trust, you can actually express more lust if you do it in this way. Bonobos provide an example, too. Dr. Isabel Benck, one of my favorite primatologists, she really studies bonobo play really well. And she talks about a bonobo female who is playing with a bonobo male. And she's the femdom, and she's got this bonobo male kind of by the balls. She's holding onto his testicles, literally, and, you know, that's where the word testicle comes from. Last will and testament. You put your hands on the Bible, and before Bible times, you know, they put their hands on each other's balls, on the family jewels, and that's how they swore. So she puts her hands on the testicles, and he lets her. Now, he's stronger, so if he felt really threatened or really didn't like it, he could just eat her up, you know, with those big fangs. But he likes it. She does it at just the right pressure, I guess, and she has just the right amount of power to control him by holding those balls and actually leading him around in the forest where they live, the rainforest of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And she leads him around for a little while, and there's a lot of lust in the air because, you know, it seems like, I don't know, that they've never had sex, or that if they have, it's just very lusty. And there's a lot of trust because he has to trust her that she's not going to pull him off. And she has to trust him that he's not going to whack her while she's holding his balls. So there's this trust game going on that turns into a lust game because eventually they do have sex, you know, the old-fashioned kind. Which actually bonobos don't spend that long on penis and vagina, PIV, sex. They're kind of like kinksters in that way. They love the foreplay and the afterplay and the slap and tickle and all the play and oral sex. And they spend some time on PIV sex, but not that much. So we have so much in common with them, bonobo BDSM. But how do we release our inner bonobo is a big question. And of course, I have 12 steps for releasing your inner bonobo. And this is not your typical 12-step program. I understand that a lot of 12-step programs do people a lot of good, but not everybody. And this 12-step program is I think, good for, I would say, everybody, but, you know, I'm a bonobo buff, so I think everybody should practice the bonobo way, especially in these days of civil war. Yeah, bonobos. Yeah, brothers, sisters. We got some craziness out there. We have to channel our drive, our dom energy, into kind of helping the universe, and some of that is bonobo energy that has to be channeled into, you know, helping, because people are killing each other out there. It's terrible. So let's see about releasing our inner bonobo. Step one is to see the bonobos, which you're doing a little bit in this little class here, where I'm showing you pictures, and there's lots of videos of bonobos. Unfortunately, we're in the coronapocalypse right now, so I think most of the zoos are closed, and I know that that the primate centers are closed, and Loleya Bonobo, the bonobo paradise that my friend Claudine André runs, is closed outside of Kinshasa. And so we've got to, just for now, look at them online. But, you know, there's some great videos, including my own videos of bonobos online. And you can see just how close to us they are and how sexual they are and how the females rule, if you can, you know, kind of learn the difference between the males and the females. Number two is be a bonobo. You know, just let all of this stuff percolate within you, you know, before you release it. Feel it. Feel bonobo. And you might want to do this through what I call metabation. I didn't invent that term, but it's a good term. I think Annie Sprinkle might have invented it. Yeah, Annie Sprinkle, who Max published. He was her first publisher. And Annie talks about metabation as being an idea that you're masturbating while you're meditating. And of course, just, you know, in a way, when you do BDSM, you're concentrating on worshiping the mistress, on being a good submissive, on, or if you're the mistress, you're concentrating on dominating your submissive and being a good dom. So these are, this is a form of metabation, of being bonobo and feeling the naturalness of your femdom power. Or if you're male and you're submitting, feeling the naturalness of submitting, that it's very bonobo and not something crazy and unnatural like so much of society tells us. Number three, go bonobos in bed. Okay, so, well, that could be bed, that could be the dungeon. Let's try to get some of this bonobo energy into our sex lives. And of course, bonobos have sex like we do, mostly face-to-face, and they do a lot of this BDSM stuff, these trust lust games I've been talking about. So go for it. Be inspired by what the bonobos do and do it yourself. And if you don't have a partner right now in the coronapocalypse, do it yourself, by yourself. Or, you know, you can convey this stuff through the internet. We're all learning about our virtual capabilities, aren't we? And, you know, we can do it. Bonobos like computers too. They communicate through computers. So, I don't know, it's warping all of us, but here we are. So, number four, outer course is in. And of course, yeah, you know, we love intercourse, PIV, we love pegging, we love all kinds of penetrative sex, but the non-penetrative sex, the tickling, the stroking, the massaging, the spanking, the shackling, the mind games, all of that is outer course. Anything we do through the Dom-con sphere is a kind of outer course because we're not inside of each other. I mean, except mentally and spiritually. So outer course is in. It's also very safe sex. Food and sex is number five. Combine food and sex. And as I said, food is sometimes bananas. Or any kind of food that you combine with sex. Dinner and a movie, you know, and sex. Or just, you know, hot fruit in, you know, each other's orifices, you know, using a zucchini for penetration, pegging. Or you could just say food is money, isn't it? I mean, that's the way it is in the jungle world, is food is money. So sometimes you give food or money for sex, and that's natural. That's great. It should be legal. Okay, so number six, explore the opposite sex within you. That's right, the so-called opposite sex. The sexes aren't really opposite. Men are not from Mars, and women are not from Venus. We're all from the same beautiful, wild, sexual planet Earth, and actually we're far more alike than we're different. You know, bonobos emphasize our similarities, unlike common chimps that like to put the females over here in the subservient position and the males in the dominant position, but some males get killed. So it's not so great to be a male among common chimps or humans. But bonobos, yeah, the females are in charge, but the males get respect. The males are treated well. All the females are treated pretty well, even the so-called lowliest of the females. It's practically socialist, but not totally socialist. I guess it's kind of like Denmark, right? Anyway, okay, so explore the opposite sex within you, meaning bring out your masculine side if you're so-called female, bring out your feminine side if you're so-called male. There's all kinds of ways you can do this, from cross-dressing and trans to, and I'm not talking about a real total transformation, although that's possible too, but maybe just a vacation from the gender you usually are can be very rejuvenating. And bonobos do this all the time. So, number 7. Make peace through pleasure. I've been talking about this the whole time. This is about make love, not war. This is about channeling those violent impulses into helping each other, yes, and not hurting each other. And holding on, you know, we do have dangerous jobs here. We sex therapists and doms, and in a way, doms are sex therapists, as I've been saying throughout this weekend. And I gave a shout out to Goddess Sadie Hawkins earlier, who was murdered brutally. It's a very dangerous job that we have. And so we have to support each other in practicing peace through pleasure with a little bit of pain. Right. And let's see. So 8, ethical hedonism. That's the philosophy that I had actually before I even heard about bonobos. I call it ethical hedonism because hedonism is about pleasure and pain, about feelings, which is really what we as animals are all about. You know, we can philosophize and analyze, but it comes down to our feelings. And we should have good feelings. We should have positive feelings, whether they involve pleasure or pain. And we should be ethical about them. That means consensual, number one, but it means many things. Respect is not just confined to consent, and that's the subject of a whole other class. But be an ethical hedonist. All right. And number 9 is be bonobo-friendly. And that means not just with people you have sex with or your kink partners, but everybody. And DomCon really helps us to learn to communicate. You know, sometimes doms are very isolated, only with their own submissives. And this helps us to communicate with other doms and learn to be bonobo friendly, you know, respectful and sharing, caring, all those good qualities. And that helps, you know, if you're a single person, you know, it always helps, even if you're not interacting with someone that you would want as your partner, to just practice being friendly so that when someone you want as your partner comes along, you'll be smooth as silk with being friendly. Yeah. So number 10, create your own Bonoboville. Or join one. You know, DomCon is a Bonoboville. We have our own Bonoboville here in Bonoboville, Los Angeles. And we invite you to join us, too. You know, that's one great thing about the Internet. You can be a member of different kinds of social media. And we're also offering free picture ads to all the kinksters. If you say you're from DomCon, you get a free ad for whatever kind of bananas you want or give. Support your community, support DomCon in any way you can. Number 11, swing through life. Yes, swing through life. I think that's especially important in the coronapocalypse. You know, everything is topsy-turvy, so it behooves us to be able to swing, and if we fall, to land on our feet, or at least, you know, make our hands flexible enough that we can bounce off our hands. If we land on our hands, don't land on your back and break it. You know, learn to adapt. Learn to be flexible. Fluid. That's why I love gender fluidity. It's very bonobo. But there's all types of fluidity that are needed right now, certainly, with all the changes that humanity and the world are going through. Some of the changes are really bad. So many people out of work, violence in the streets, police violence, people, civilian violence. And yet there's beautiful things going on, people interacting in such intimate ways through the internet. And, of course, nature is getting to wake up and come out and getting a breather from all the human activity. So that's a positive in a way. Number 12, speaking of nature and ecosexuality and ecology, number 12 is kind of the most important, save the bonobos. This is why marvelous Madame Marguerite gave me the best animal activist award, I think, is because I am constantly working to save the bonobos, and I ask you to donate to some of the best bonobo conservation groups, such as Lolaya Bonobo, which has a sanctuary for bonobo orphans out in the Congo, and the Bonobo Conservation Initiative that helps to protect the bonobos from being shot by bush hunters out in the Congo. And it is, of course, illegal for these bushmeat hunters to shoot bonobos. They are a protected species in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the second largest rainforest in the world is where they live. But there's a lot of people, you know, that are coming in from other places or who disobey the law and or are hungry. You know, they should have free McDonald's out there or something. They are looking for meat and they shoot bonobos and it's terrible. So Bonobo Conservation Initiative helps the local people because this rainforest has a lot of people in and out of the rainforest and they have great respect for the bonobos. They call them our brothers and sisters. The Mugandu people mostly, and they help to protect the bonobos, and also Bonobo Conservation Initiative, run by my friend Sally Cox, helps to bring orphans to Lolaya Bonobo, which nurtures the orphans, run by my other friend Claudine Andre, and shout out to Dr. Brian Hare and Vanessa Woods, who work with Lolaya Bonobo and have written a wonderful new book. Of course, I've talked to Vanessa about the Bonobo Handshake, but their new book is about being bonobo friendly and how friendliness has helped both bonobos and dogs. So anyway, help those organizations, as well as the Bonobo Project, run by my friend Ashley Stone, who helps to promote the cause of the bonobos. Bonobos are being hunted. It's terrible. And they get COVID-19. They can die from it, just like humans. So far, I don't think there's been an outbreak, but there could be one. They're being very protected by their protectors, but there could be one, and so they need your help. I do want to just kind of leave you with a few thoughts. One thought, besides saving the bonobos, is releasing your inner bonobo. Because I do believe that humans have two sides, essentially. I think we're closer to bonobo, but we have our Trumpanzee side, right? This is my great Trump toilet brush. Comes in a box that shows Trump as poop. Anyway, we have that side. And I don't get me wrong, I do like common chimps and gorillas and orangutans, even orangutans, the orange ones. I love them all. But I got a boner for bonobos, and I would like to encourage people to bring out their bonobo side, their sharing, caring, peace through pleasure, femdom side that, you know, supports the Me Too movement, but is Me Too plus because it also supports male well-being. And I have a few little kind of comments here. First of all, from Mistress Cyan. Yes, we miss Sadie. And thank you, Mistress Cyan, for joining with me in this little tribute to Sadie Hawkins, who I just loved and I had on my show a couple of times, and I spoke with Goddess Phoenix Steele about her, and she loved the bonobo way and obviously was very much loved by even our great Alpha Dom, Mistress Cyan, and many, many more. And let's see, Spike says congratulations. Mistress Diamond Blue says congratulations. Dr. Susie. Emita says bonobos are amazing creatures that humans should model not just their sex lives after, but their general way of life. Yes, indeed, their general way of life. And of course, their general way of life is very much affected by their sexuality. It's all kind of linked. And they're like what we call lifestyle. It's funny how Mistress Cyan brings together lifestyle kinksters and pro-doms. And in a way, bonobos do that too. They're all in the lifestyle. And a lot of them are pro in the sense that you kind of pay them by offering a nice banana or some kind of food, which is as good as a $100 bill. And Mistress J says, where do we access the free ad opportunity? Very good question for Bonoboville. That's bonoboville.com. And that is where you can access it. You can also give us a call. We love to hear from you. Actually, whether you want private therapy or find out about Bonoboville ads or maybe even find out about being on the show. And eventually we'll have audiences again and you can come to the show, but right now we are doing Zoom. So the phone number for all of that is 626-461-5950. That's 626-461-5950. And gosh, Mistress J also says, you are magnificent. Wow, Mistress J, thank you. So, and Mistress Cyan, I'm just so touched and honored. She says, thank you for a great presentation. And it ought to be great. I've been doing it for five times now. I think this is my fifth time, but it is different. And I've always enjoyed interacting with the people in the audience and people that I bring along with my crew. But we're in the coronapocalypse, so this is a little more stationary and maybe also a little more intimate. So there's lots of pros and cons as there is to anything in life. I just want to thank Mistress Cyan again for my little award that I received a couple years ago as a guest of honor at DomCon, and also for giving me the great honor of being Mistress of Ceremonies along with Simone Justice and Mistress Wiley. I'm just so, so thrilled. And I'm so thrilled that you could all join me here in my class in the DomCon sphere. Yes, it's great. And I want you to, if I have any power over you, with you, I would be happy for you to get The Bonobo Way. You can get the book on Amazon. I think it's free if you're a Prime member to get the Kindle at this point. You can get it free. If you can't get it free, you can write to us through Bonoboville and we'll send you a Kindle version free. Now, to get the version in print and you could get it signed, you gotta pay for us for that and pay for us. Yeah, but also a portion goes to now I got my ring stuck. Okay, to a portion goes to help the bonobos. We support these conservation organizations with your fees, so you know you're helping to support the bonobos when you support Bonoboville and the Dr. Susan Block Institute. When you get therapy to release your inner bonobo, you are helping the real bonobos to escape extinction because they're highly endangered. I also want to remind you, as Mistress Cyan did, to vote, right? And voting is very important. I can't tell you who to vote for. I mean, I'm voting blue right down the line. I know the blues are not blameless, and yet you know, they're the lesser of two evils, so that's what I'm doing, and that's why I'm wearing blue with my leopard I'm releasing my inner animal and my inner blue. So so I would encourage you, that picture shows me with Mistress Tara and the dominatrixes against Donald Trump signing up people to vote at DomCon. And I got some more sort of comments that I would love to share with you. Thank you, Dr. Susie, from my fellow Mistress of Ceremony, Simone Justice. Thank you. And great show as always. Aw, Goddess Phoenix, thank you for joining us once again. She was a great part of Bonobo Way 2018 and just a great part of our lives. I love the Goddess Phoenix. Queen Layla, you are amazing. Thank you, Queen Layla. You're amazing for saying so. Thank you, Queen Layla. And Kinky Barbie Dom, thank you for sharing your research with us. Wow, that's a nice sort of academically spun comment. I appreciate that. And I love to share my research with you. I love to share my, you know, outfits with you, my hats, my finger floggers by Juxley. And thank you so much to my Bonoboville crew. Thank you all. Go vote. Black Lives Matter. Go forth and go Bonobos. See you around the DomCon sphere.